Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Forever Fit Female podcast. Happy Friday. It's the weekend, y'all. I hope everyone is getting their shit done today and just celebrating the weekend, like having all the fun. I cannot believe it's already halfway through August. Like, I feel like the year just started. I know I say that a lot, but I do. I feel like it was just January 16th. So I'm going to keep this one short and brief today because, well, just a little inspiration for the day. A few days ago, can I say day anymore? I just realized I said it probably six times. And I'm going to say it one more time. So the other day I was speaking with my lovely friend, Rachel, and we were having a conversation about just new things that are coming into our lives and new business plans, new avenues that we're trying to go. And at the end of our conversation, we started just kind of recapping what we talked about and how she, at this point, where it was more about her business, how she was having some resistance because she was too deep in the details. So today, I just want to kind of give you some inspiration, no matter what it is that you are doing in your life, to stop being so deep in the details and stop living in the resistance. Because when you live in resistance, that's what's causing you pain. And I want you to kind of think about this, let's just say with workouts. So recently, I started a new program, Morning Meltdown 100, and it's just 100 days of workouts. It's 100 workouts, not 100 days. It's 100 workouts, and you can do them in 100 days, do one a day. But my new goal for myself was to get up in the morning and have these workouts done by 7 o'clock. So I've been doing it between 5:30 and 6:30, getting downstairs and pressing play. And I started to, Monday, I believe, I had a little resistance. I was tired. The dog was being stupid and the night before, so I didn't get a lot of sleep. But I had a lot of resistance about getting up and doing my workout. And when I was doing that, having that resistance, it actually caused me some pain. It caused me pain because you know, I'm with this large group, 160, 70 women that are holding me accountable, supporting me, and like pushing me to keep doing what I'm doing, getting up in the morning and doing these workouts. So even though I was resisting because I was tired and my body hurt because the day before on Sunday I ran a 5K, it was actually causing me pain. So my message to you today is, instead of living in resistance, surrender. Surrender into what it is that is coming at you, right, in a certain way. We all have this vision that things should look, be, and come at us in the way that we see it. But allow yourself to show up in your life and let what is supposed to come just come in the way it's supposed to, right? It's not going to be in the package that you see it. We always want to control what we want. But friends, the world is a funny place and it has a funny way of showing us what we want in a package that's wrapped up in totally different paper, right? And the thing is that we see it wrapped up in gold with a pretty little bow, and the universe serves it up in, you know, green paper with purple stars and a bow that's like blue and sparkly. Very bad analogy. But you get what I'm saying. We have a certain vision. The world sends it to us in a different way. And when we see it, we're like, oh, okay, this is what I want to do, but this isn't the way that I envision myself doing it. So when we do that, the resistance actually makes us want to not do it, which then in turn makes what we want take longer to do. So surrender. When the world, the universe, God, spirit, whatever you believe in, when it hands you what you really want, but it looks different, let go of the details. Let go of the voices in your head that are trying to talk you out of surrendering. When you open up and you're open to what is in front of you, there's so much more power that can be had over what it is that you want. Because actually, if you think about it, the things that we quote unquote are dying to have that we think we want, when we get them, most of the time it's not that great, right? When we let go of what is presented to us, when we resist what's presented to us and we go our own path, usually our own path is the one that's kind of rocky, right? We kind of have to jump over potholes. We have to, you know, fight through the tall grass, and we might get there, but it's not as beautiful, and the experience and the journey isn't as smooth as it would be if we just surrendered into what was handed to us. So that's your inspiration for the day, regardless of what it is. If it's a workout, regardless if it's, you know, trying to make amends with a friend, whatever it is, let go and surrender. Have a beautiful day. Create your day. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.